Hello everyone, it's Timmy and Shay here again with another episode. We're back on the In The Middle podcast. Today I'm feeling podcasty, so my energy is going to be on a high, as it always is and will be.
Where exactly? What kind of introduction is this? Today I'm always feeling podcasty, my energy is on
high. I'll put myself first.
Nigga, what are you talking about, fam?
Don't start that, your nonsense accent. Start.
Okay.
So yeah, it's been 2 weeks. I've been feeling good. You know, everything is progressing. It's a brand new month. I'm very happy.
And you're very wise.
Best month of my life.
Why is it the best?
Because
month
it's my month. So, so I'm going to be showing a lot of love. It's not February, but I'm going to be showing a lot of love.
Shay, would you give me money?
I might.
You might.
If you throw it back.
I'm very happy that this Shay's month. In fact, I'm delighted.
Yes. So I'll be showing a lot of love this month. In fact, if you just call my name like this, I might just write you shake.
My fans?
So I can book call you for you. So anyways, Timmy, how have you been now?
Yeah, I've been good. Happy New Month, everybody. I mean, it's great. October is here. This is like the last quarter of the year. I mean, I'm delighted. I'm excited. What other head can I be?
You know, you need to music hit the ground running. Have so how's the sugar mommy said going?
Shay, beginning of the year, I hit the ground running.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of the year, I hit the ground running.
Okay.
But what is happening?
So now you are choosing not to eat the ground.
No, I don't want to eat the ground running anymore.
The ground should.
I want to relax.
Okay.
Get next year we'll go again. I'm giving up.
So today we have a special person in the house.
We do have a special person in the house.
Yeah. Very, very dear to my heart. And I only have one heart.
Which kind? What's going on?
What's going on? What?
Which kind of introduction is this? Very dear to your heart. Very.
And I only have one heart.
Are you trying to shade me that I don't have any special person to my heart?
That's not what I said. But if the shoe fits.
Oh wow.
I'm sure you have a lot of special people in your heart. That's why nobody is special to
you. I have lots of hearts. That's it. And everyone is dear to my heart in different ways.
So you see.
So I have the truth good. I have the fact good.
Timmy, we did not need to hear that. We did not need to hear that.
Okay. So we have a very amazing person in the house today. Shay, should we do introduction? Shall we let her do introduction herself?
Someone that likes to talk. So I know she wants to. She has a lot of things to say.
She wants to say.
If she introduces herself, she first uses like 2 minutes to introduce herself. So let us give her the floor. Okay. My lord.
As your lordship pleases.
Hi guys. My name is Oroloa and I'm someone very special.
All right, first of all, before you go ahead, don't call Shay that name you please to call yourself.
Exactly. No, we don't do that over here. This is the public. Don't let us wash our linen in the public. Respect me. I'm a man of character.
The name you please to call yourself, don't call it. This is Timmy and Shay podcast.
Yeah,
keep
exactly.
It so. His name is Shay.
Yes.
Okay, yes, good.
Okay. Hi, my name is Oroloa and I'm Shay's friend. Like, I've known Shay for a long time now. I'm a very cool guy. Like,
are you sure
I'd not be able to say that.
Are you sure you are just friends?
No, yeah.
He's for the camera.
No, we're actually very friends. Like, we are close friends. And it's like,
so why are you batting?
He's my big brother. Like, someone always
he's your
like,
big brother.
I'm a big man.
Like, you always have my back.
What's going on?
I have my back.
Nice day, afternoon.
Nice
midnight,
day.
Every time.
What? Shay, you always have my back. I'm back.
Yes. I'm a very consistent man.
Nice day.
He's a great guy, actually. Okay. Somewhere. He's an amazing person and
I need to frame this episode.
Why are you IPC? We say we should
no, I'm not sure you're IPing him. Like,
Timmy,
I'm
introducing you. I think Timmy is
jealous. I met him a few weeks ago.
I will take that.
And yeah, from our little interaction, Timmy was a very good guy.
But he's not as good as
Timmy, Shay is more amazing than Timmy.
Thank you. I think I have won the poll now, Timmy. Remember that poll that we have? Who is better?
I will not take this. Our next guest. I'll go
before. You bring your money.
My ex-wife.
Okay, alright. So tell us one thing about you. Like, it could be a fact or what you do, or whatever.
Okay. So one thing about me that I love you to know is that I am very friendly, and also I have a YouTube channel.
I can
guys.
Vouch for that. She's very friendly and she has a YouTube channel.
She's down to it.
But she's also a lawyer, she.
Yes. Yeah, I'm a lawyer.
So don't talk to me anyhow.
If you people have any court case with me, do what I'm calling.
And we win.
And we win. She has not lost any case.
So far.
Yes. She has not lost any case. And she won't lose any case. Because I'm keeping our retainer. We are keeping our retainer for In The Middle podcast.
Matter of fact, yeah.
Yes. No problem.
So when we tell you, we call our lawyers.
Yes.
We take legal steps.
I got your
and this
back.
Is not a charge and bail lawyer. This is not an abidabit lawyer. This is a real lawyer that has gone to law school. So yeah, that's just it. I mean, Shashi, what do we have today, man?
Today we'll talk about something that I really like. This is one of the best topic of my life.
Best topic of your life?
Best topic. We're talking about love languages.
Aww.
Love languages.
Because I love, you know, I'm a lover.
You know, I like languages.
Okay. You know, Spanish, how many languages do you speak?
Yo soy, hombre.
Costello, hola, como esta?
You know, I speak a lot of languages, you know, Italian as well, pizza, you know, all these languages. But when it comes to love languages, yeah, I'm lucky. Let me be straight.
Okay.
My love language is food.
Okay, that's the way to your heart.
Yes. I don't have any, what are those things that they say I love language? I don't have any of those. If you want me to love you, give me food for 3 weeks and watch me propose.
Okay.
That's it.
So you take 3 full weeks of 3 square meals.
Yes, sir.
That's like 99 meals.
I don't care.
Okay.
So 3 weeks plan, give me breakfast, lunch and dinner. And on the 3rd week, after the last
Tim, is it actual food or another kind of food that we're talking about?
Don't worry. Don't worry about that.
Okay, I always want to confirm.
But.
Okay. You got me.
And on the 3rd week, after the last dinner, the
Jesus
last
supper,
watch me propose. So Shay, what exactly is this love language? I don't understand. Because the thing is always, when people say it, I'm like, you are just looking for excuse to collect money.
Is this a shade?
I'm not shading anybody, but.
I think what love language is, it's just a way people love to be loved. Like, so I think that's pretty much it. Some things that you do for someone, they will appreciate it more. But for person B, it's not really eat as much. So I think that's pretty much what love language is. How people love to be loved.
Alright. How do you love to be loved? Tell us.
Okay. So basically, my love language is act of service. Like, just with me.
Oh, yeah, say
anybody that say
you can say money, service. Nobody will beat
actually,
you. Don't be scared
yeah.
of Timmy.
Wait, like, I think I have like
we still love you. We still love you.
I have like three love languages, but the first one is act of service. Like, just wake me up in the morning with a phone call and tell me that, all right, I've paid for this for you.
But that involves money.
Oh my God.
We already
money,
know.
But, like,
we know. There's
like,
money involved.
Yeah, there's money, that, but like, at least you have done it on my behalf. Or just come to my house and you're like, all right, let's go out. Don't worry, I've washed the clothes, I've done everything that you need to do this particular day. Oh my God, like, I will love you from that moment.
So act of service
to the end of
act of service means me doing things for you.
Yes. Then my second love language is of course money.
But it's not in the five. Wait, I think you only have five.
Wait.
We need to define the parameters too.
Yeah, exactly. Before they start saying money, credit alert is love language.
Tell me, list is love languages for us.
Now, the love languages according to Wikipedia.
Okay.
Right? Words of affirmation. That's number one. Quality time. Gifts.
Giving.
Gifts, acts of service, and then my favorite, physical touch. I mean, so that's those are the five. So out of the five now, you've mentioned acts of service as one.
Yeah.
Where does money come in?
Money can come in under
Money has to be
gift.
So we can't escape money.
Yeah, you can't actually, because everything in this world, money commands them actually.
Tell me which one is your own love language.
I've already told you.
Physical touch. I don't believe.
My love language.
You're just an ashew.
No, relax. My love language is actually food.
But food is not on the list.
Yeah, I don't.
Exactly.
I said, I don't follow this list.
But you called it.
I cannot be confined by five things, right? My love language is food. Just send me food. I'm serious. It could be you that cooked it. It could be that you bought the food. But just get the food across to me. It could be other kinds of food too. But
really?
Let's stick to the.
I think that's food. Act of service.
No.
If I'm going to put it under one of these five.
Maybe act of service.
Yeah.
Like just send me food. I'm like, hey, babe, I got you something.
Which is kind of like a gift
or like,
to us.
Or oh, babe, what do you want to eat tonight? Because the point is, thinking about what to eat is stressful to start with.
Okay. So anything that alleviates your stress.
Alleviates my stress.
It's just act of service.
I'll take it.
You like being taken care of.
I like being taken care of. I mean, take care of me, treat me like a baby boy that I am. That's why I like my sugar mommies. They always know what to do. Young girls disturb my life. So then, obviously, physical touch. I mean, like, touch my hair. That's how.
See me, there's nothing.
That's how I'm trying to grow it out. You know.
See me, there's nothing on your head.
Rub my head. Tell me it's gonna be alright. You know, and obviously, give me food again.
A simple man.
I don't have any stress. I mean, all this quality time. What's up? Don't tell me what's up.
Why Island? I'm a quality time kind
if
of guy.
If you tell me what's up, I will slap you.
Don't you like being told that you're a fine boy?
Don't tell, what,
you're the best man in the world.
I don't want to hear it. I mean, like, why would you be telling me,
you're the lion of the tribe.
I really love you so much. I can spend just. I don't want to hear it. Show me. Don't tell me. Like, I believe girls like it. Right? Girls like it.
Or do you like it?
Yeah, I love affirmations. Yeah, compliments. Yeah, but. more I like out of service and money.
Timmy and Noe, you people are like,
wait.
I'm the different, I'm the quality time kind of guy.
I mean, like,
actually, how will you even get quality time like, in this whole busy world? If you're not
you make time, that's time is money. And time is the most expensive thing in this world. It's the most scarce resource. So yes.
I see.
So if I can spend quality time with you, it means I've spent much more than money.
That's true. I mean, like, I work 10 hours, I sleep 8 hours, I work out 2 hours. If I'm talking to you, you matter.
Exactly.
That's what's up.
So quality time, doing things together, you get me? Like, enjoying. Because what's the point of the food if we are not eating it together?
That's
share
true.
You get, what's the point of you giving me food and
like
maybe the food is not sweet?
Surprisingly, I don't like sharing my food.
Okay. And we don't have to share the food, but we can eat together. Like, you know, watch the moon, the sun. Share, you get those sweet, sweet things. Am I just a lover boy for not eating?
Yeah, you're a lover boy.
Okay.
Yeah, you're a lover boy.
Is that a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing actually, but you need to be tough.
Okay.
This is the real world.
That's not who I am.
So you're supposed to be like Andrew Tate.
No, I'm sorry.
So how do you find out like this your love language? How do you identify them?
I've heard that it is what you lack as a child. That's your love
so
language.
So you lack quality time.
Wait, don't use it against me.
So you lack quality time as
my
a child.
My source might not be correct. My sources might not be correct, but I heard that or what you enjoyed, yeah, what you were deprived most of. Do you think that's true?
I don't think that's true. But, okay,
as a child, I won't say I lack money. I will never say I lack money.
Alright, it's trust fund baby, just so you know. I'm going to be donating to our podcast after this.
That's not true. I won't say that source is correct because as a child, of course, I won't say I lack money. Not that they will always give us cash, but at least whatever you needed then when I was growing up, if it is reasonable to an extent, my mom makes it available.
Okay.
Then also out of service, I won't say there was nobody doing anything for me.
So what do you think? How do you think it comes about then?
How I knew my love language is because okay, like you know these things girls do now, like okay, once they do something for you, like oh, so like I really like this. So I think that was how, like I feel super happy whenever that stuff is done. So I think that was how I knew that okay, like this is my love language. Okay, I like being told that oh, you look good today.
But where do you think that comes from? Because some people they are not moved by words of affirmation.
Yeah,
some people are not moved. They are not really moved by act of service.
I think it comes from your personality, like the way you have put yourself over some, like over time.
I think personality.
So if you are someone that you like being complimented, so like it depends on your kind of.
Or
person.
Maybe they never complimented you as much in your childhood. I'm trusting my source again.
Yeah, I think you can trust your source.
You can trace it a little bit.
But don't fool. Oh, yeah,
Timmy, let's
wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Growing up, there was always food. How come my love language?
Okay, maybe it's not what you lack as a child. Maybe it is what you enjoyed as a child.
Because
the way you were shown love as a child was, I mean, children are very simple. You go to school, come back, you have made food. It makes you happy. You don't have you don't have anything to worry about. So I feel like it's something that you enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I misled with the source. It's the other way around.
That's true.
To me as a child, did you like being touched?
Ooh, wait a minute. Touched by who?
I was not there in your childhood.
I need to know who is touching me.
Do you like being carried? Maybe you like it to be carrying you up and down.
I didn't like it actually. I found it very annoying that they had to carry me. Like, so, you know, growing up, every child has a song that your parents will form for you.
Yes.
I hated my song. Whenever my mama was singing the song, I hated it. And she'd be like, oh, you liked it as a child. When I was like maybe 5, 6, 7, anytime they start singing that song for me, I'm like, you people should stop singing this song for me. I'm grown. I'm not like too.
And maybe you have been influenced by another stage in your life.
Don't sing. Don't carry me. Don't pamper me. Like sometimes when I was growing up, I and my aunts would be walking down the street. I should be holding my hand. Don't touch me. Leave me alone. I'm grown now.
Okay.
I don't like physical.
You are just being toxic. It's just your toxic masculine side.
I was a man when I was when I was 5 years old. I've been a man. You know. That's just what's up. So, but can you change?
I don't know. Let me think. All right, please help me. Timmy, help me. I don't know if
your love language, can it change?
Yeah, I think over time people tend to outgrow their present love language. Like at a particular time, you may even discover that okay, that you love physical touch. When before, maybe you were not in love of physical touch. Like I think over a particular period of time, people tend to outgrow their present love language. Yeah, I think I've.
So Timmy, when will you outgrow this food?
I cannot outgrow the food, and I don't want to outgrow the food. But I actually want to start like
considering
quality time.
Don't come near me.
It's actually quite nice, you know, spending time with
what of gifts.
If you gifts, I don't funny how like I don't really like gifts.
Wait, giving or receiving, which one?
Both.
You don't like receiving gifts?
I don't actually don't fancy receiving gifts. But it's like if you want to do something for me, but don't like use that gift.
Why?
Like, it feels like they're helping you. I mean,
you're like, oh, so I got you this. I mean, like, oh, now I have to get you something in return, and it has to be bigger than whatever you got me.
See, that's the problem.
It's the
people you have been dealing with.
Yeah. So are you trying to tell me that I've been dealing with the wrong set of people?
Yes.
Everybody that I've been dealing with, you have anything. They said you're wrong for me. But I just feel like when people like go out of their way to do something for you, let me say in the form of gift,
mm-hmm.
like it just feels.
It gives you the ick.
Yes, like, oh, I got you something for your
so friend. You don't know how to act.
And I'm like, oh, what am I supposed to do? Thank you, roll on the floor, or get you something in return. I'm like, ugh.
Just enjoy it.
Enjoy
it while it lasts.
Just don't give me gifts.
So if you're going to outgrow, right, which one do you think you will outgrow into?
Yeah, I think I will outgrow into physical touch.
You want more physical
time.
Touch?
Yeah, from the right person.
Nobody should touch my quality time. I'm not joking, my quality time.
And then quality time, like I really want to spend time, more time with my loved ones. Like, let's rap together, let's vibe together when we are still young and vibrant. Not then when we'll be so old. And then
don't worry,
we'll not be wishing that. Oh, I wish I spent more time with my grandma.
To me, when you are 70, you'll not be wishing. Oh, I wish I had more.
I really want to grow into quality time.
Or I wish she cooked for me more.
I would have when I'm 70. I'll say, I wish I tried more food.
No, you'll be like, I wish I spent more time with her. I wish we did this together. Quality time is the best.
Yeah, I think I'm beginning to like quality time.
Yes, I've won a soul. I've won a soul. Timmy, like, can I have your soul?
No, I don't like where this is going.
I have a question though.
So Shay, what's your question? Let's have it.
So my question is, which one do you think of the law is easiest for you to give, to do for someone?
I think it's quality time for me.
So you can leave whatever you're doing. Your girl says, Timmy, finish this report by 6 p.m. You say no.
I already do that.
Okay.
I like I said before, if it's not due tomorrow, I don't do tomorrow.
Okay, fine.
So I can sacrifice my work to spend time with.
I do that already.
I do that for my friends. Okay. I mean, like, I take out time. I show up for them.
Nice ad.
Yeah.
All right. Over to you.
I think mine is going to be out of service because there's something that is often said in law: you cannot give what you don't have. So I think because like when
people because you done, expect
yeah so because people have done that for me before in the past, so I think it's my time, like it's my turn to actually, so I think I can actually go with that act of service, then a bit of quality time, not too much of that time, so don't expect too much time from me.
I have a question for you.
Well, what's your question?
You that you like collecting food.
Yes.
Do you know how to cook?
Ha. See, let me. I once cooked for one girl.
Uh-huh.
And she proposed to me.
Did you say yes?
I didn't say yes. I know I would think about it. And she would like, I thought, are you sure you really want this? She said that's what she wanted. That if I can cook for her and do everything for her like I did the night before.
And Tini promised me for the day, man. Yet he refused to pound.
Relax.
So
let me explain what happened with Timmy and Ore.
Okay.
So when Ore came, when we picked her up, I asked her, what do you want to eat? And I asked her, do you want to eat pounded yam? She said yes.
He said, should I pound yam? I said, yes, please do. And in my
there's
mind,
no way
like,
to
I
prove
was
is whether it was should die.
I said, should I pound yam?
Exactly.
She said, relax, you're a lawyer. I'm also telling you that. Me too, I'm a lawyer.
I'm the person that used to do not amount the
judge.
I'm the judge.
I said, okay. Should I pound yam? And he said, yes, please. But I don't say, okay, I will pound yam. It was not a conclusive statement.
Oh, really?
Objection over. Let him finish.
It was not a conclusive statement. I said, should I? You said I should. But I just said I would.
Okay.
So you don't have a case against me.
Over
if
to
said,
you.
If I said I will pound yam, you can hold me by my trousers.
But the moment I said please do, like that was like.
But did you accept?
Did I accept
that I will
no,
do it?
No, he did not.
Good.
But in my mind, like I was already.
Your mind is not the law, my sister.
I was like. I was seeing myself eating that
pounded yam.
You saw wrong.
My team, you are red. Like I was like, oh my god, okay, like I'm really going to have a
story. If I say,
and team
you
broke.
Relax. If I say, will you marry me? And I say, are you saying yes? I will. But I don't put the ring in your hand. Do you don't get married.
But you already asked.
Exactly.
You're not going to why did you ask?
That's why the girl will say I do. The guy will also say I do. In this case, she says she will be. But I don't think I will make it. But she, when it comes to food, forget it.
Okay. But Timmy is waiting for Nigerian everybody. So
don't worry, relax. I don't want to see if I pan down for you and you might propose. I don't want that to happen.
Please do. Get.
So that's why I'm relaxing. But don't worry. Whenever you're ready to have us back, come on.
Your parajam is waiting for you.
Your parajam is waiting for you. Okay. Apparently. Okay. But she can everything, can you have multiple love? Like, can you have all the five love languages as yours?
I think it's normal. Like, every bit of it is nice in its own way. Like, I don't think love can exist without each of these five or any other kind of one. Like, everybody likes. You give gifts to your partner now. You spend time with them. You do acts of service for them. You help them charge their phone because light is not good in your area. You know, you affirm them that, oh, you look pretty nice. All those. Like, I feel like, in a way, everyone is needed. Every one of the love languages is needed. But the person probably needs more than the other. Like, the way you need... Let me not say it.
I need it.
And you think you deserve it?
I think I deserve it.
All right, what do you think?
Yeah, I think the five language, I think they resonate. Like, there's no way one can exist without the other. Just that a particular person will need more than the others.
That's what I said.
Yeah, so I agree with Sheyi, actually. So it's possible for someone to actually have all and even more.
Can they have everything? I. Like, they want you to word of affirm them a lot. They want you to giving a lot.
Yeah.
They want you to do everything.
Spend
a lot.
Time with them a lot here. Yeah.
That person is just Ojukwu Okoro. You don't consider your partner.
Really?
I mean, like, if he's doing all these things for you, how will he cheat?
You got me there. You got me there.
He's spending all his time with you, giving all his money to you, touching you all the time. How will he touch some other people?
Oh, yeah.
That's just bad.
I have one
that's
last toxic. Final question.
That's toxic.
If you had to delete one of these love languages that you will never have it, they will never give it to you again until you die. Which one?
Actually, I think
which one can you do without?
I think I can do without words of affirmation.
So you don't want to hear that you're a nice,
like,
you don't nice have guy.
To tell me. I know this already. Oh, you're handsome. Thank you very much. But I already know that. Oh, you're a very nice guy. I already know that. I mean, you don't.
It can be like you are doing a good job with whatever. I love the way you know take care of the house. I love the way you provide. I love the way you know touch me. I don't like to hear those kind of things.
Oh, no. Wait. Feedback is important. But like you don't have to. I mean. I can do without it, but it's like you don't have to compliment me. And I mean, thank you for last. I know I did. You don't have to.
But you might not know until you affirm when she affirms.
I know.
You know what you have.
I know what I am.
I am familiar with that.
You're familiar with my game, right?
No. What about you?
Yeah, I think I would delete out of service for life. Like, don't.
But that's your favorite, now.
Like, I said, people tend to outgrow. So. If I'm to delete one for life, I think I'll just go ask myself, like, don't do anything for me again. But you see that gift, that money, please buy it. Please give me that physical touch. Please.
Why can't you delete gifts and money?
Ah, no.
You're an independent woman, you can get whatever you want.
But at the same time, like, the discipline that comes when you are being gifted something, exactly. Like, you feel like, oh, like, this person really cares about me. So I think I won't delete. That act of service. Don't
sure
do anything for me.
Just give me. I ask 100 girls. 90% of them will say gift.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
Why? Why are you?
What happens to word of affirmation? Like,
for your girls used to like us. Like, again, I don't want to say. But like, you already know I like you. That's why I'm texting you and calling you. Why would you want me to keep saying it again and again? Can you help us out?
Because, like, okay, let me speak from experience. Like, as a female, if a guy keeps telling you that I love you, like after every call, you feel like, oh, yeah, like, this guy genuinely means it. It's not like, oh, he loves me last week and then this week is off it. But,
okay,
like, you
have to renew the subscription.
You have exactly.
See me, you bought data last week.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean you don't buy data this week.
Look, I get it. Like, okay, maybe some people are not expressive, right? But the point is,
you're supposed to feel out.
Yeah, exactly. You go feel I'm saying this person like you. You don't have to say it every time.
No, like, keep saying, like, I think girls tend to be moved by what
you have to be beating the drum.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you have to keep putting fire.
Keep the ground running.
What if I'm lying?
That's why you have to keep lying.
What if I'm lying? I don't like you and I'll be like, oh, I love you.
You should show from your act.
You see, step one is your words.
Exactly, your
that's
words.
Step one. Step
then
two
your
is your acts.
Exactly.
You do your does
so
your action
your,
back up?
If your action doesn't back up,
then
your
that means
words,
your step one is lying.
Ladies going to know that. Oh, this guy
is you look tired already.
I'm tired of this. I don't have to say it every time. I say it once a month. That's okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I say, but that's all right.
That's there every time, actually. I mean, every single time.
You can manage that.
No.
Because for instance, look at it this way: that you're with your boys here, you be hanging out, and then your girl calls you, and then she's expecting you to be like, oh,
I love you.
What?
No, it's giving this. It's, what? Nah,
yeah,
it's,
like,
nah,
it's giving that kind of vibe. Like, oh my
god. In private,
guy,
you can do all that.
My guy is with his guy, and yes, it's not
like that. I'm a hard guy outside. They know me.
No. Yeah. It doesn't work that way for ladies, actually.
Okay. Is PDA part of this thing? That's
physical touch, I guess.
Or do you like PDA?
Yeah, I do. Hey, I love God. It. Like, in fact, I cherish it. Like, I try to, like I really, really fall in love
with
PDA.
Why can't girls be like boys? No, why can't girls think like boys, Shay?
Like, you love me privately. Like, show you.
I mean, it's between me and you. We don't have to tell other people
now,
Shay. What do you
think?
In
case your second wife should not see you.
Second baby is outside.
No.
No. What do you mean holding my hands in public?
Yeah,
what?
like if you are driving, like let me hold your hand. Like
best you can get is I'll carry your bag for you.
Oh, no,
that's
no.
The best.
That's what I don't like.
You don't like carrying bags.
How will you be seeing me carrying?
I mean, I can carry the bag, but like the whole holding hands, and then you'll not be swinging your hand up and down. What's going on? Are we in primary school?
Because it means that I'm proud to show my babe to the world.
No, I'm carrying your bag. I'm carrying your bag already. No. Everybody already knows. I'm carrying your bag. I'm opening doors for you. We don't have to be cuddling down. If I see people do, I'm like, get a room already.
No.
What are you doing?
I love PDA actually. Like, I keep.
Shay, do you love PDA? I don't think you do.
No.
Really?
I mean,
unless it's like just for sitting outside.
Exactly. Just.
It's
a public space, but it's just two of us.
you can love person, but I can just tell you outside.
I mean,
you
like, I don't know what's in girls' head. Maybe we'll have one episode. We'll probably call one therapist or one psychologist and come and explain actually how women think. But I mean, that's what makes them women, actually.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's what makes them amazing, too, as well.
But yeah, I mean, that's what makes them amazing. I love women. Every guy should have like two.
I did not
three.
See that coming.
I got you.
So Timmy, you don't like PDA?
I don't.
Apart
like
from holding bags, like carrying bags, open doors.
Once I carry your bag and open doors for you, I think
that's not even PDA.
So you can't
carrying bag is not PDA.
Exactly, it's not PDA.
I mean,
it's
like, okay, so look at it this way. Look at it this way, right? You're with your girl outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're holding her hand. Fine. But then she now wants more.
And can't you kiss? Timmy, can you kiss outside?
Can I
just kind of want, like, you don't matter who is around, you people are just getting at it.
Wow. Okay, let me see.
Your mommy will not come and beat you, Timmy. I don't know why you are
saying. No, it's not about my mommy beating me. Okay, so look at this, yeah? You're out with your girl.
Uh-huh.
Right. I'm not saying like anybody is going to come for you or whatever, but like at least this is a public space.
Let's play.
Right? There are kids around that some parents don't want their kids to see whatever you guys are doing.
Okay.
Like you need to understand that there should be boundaries. I mean, fine, you can hold hands, you can hug. But when it comes to, I don't know, touching each other in areas where you're not supposed to outside or kissing,
you can do it discreetly.
Or kissing for, I mean for all that stuff. Like if it's a dark place, okay. That's not really public actually. Like if it's in the night, I mean that's fine. But like during the day outside, you're like kissing for more than 2 seconds.
I think it's a Nigerian thing to be doing PDA like that. Because people even stare.
Like exactly. Stare. So I mean,
some
like
people might even make a video yourself and be like, ah, this guy.
You see yourself on Yaba left.
I mean, that's the highest I can do. Hold your hand, carry your bag.
But what if you're in a foreign country?
Let you do that bicep grab that girls like to do.
Ooh!
I mean, that's why I'm working out. So you can do all of that, but like all around. They'll not be looking at themselves, they'll be touching their noses. Ah, no, I'm not. But if it's a foreign country, I don't think I'll still do it anyway. But
really? You'll probably do because everybody's doing it. Everybody's probably doing it.
Because everybody, yeah.
That's the way it is.
Maybe. Let me go to a foreign country first.
Okay.
Relax.
Okay.
But I'm in Nigeria. What if my uncle sees me? Or my pastor from Sunday school? He sees me outside. He says, no, this is not giving glory to God.
Really? I see.
I stand by that.
I see.
Yeah, that's it. So that's the best I can do.
So
we said the one rule we gave you in the beginning of this.
Cut out that part.
We'll cut it out.
Go again.
So Shayi, like, do you like PDA to an extent, or you don't like PDA at all?
I like it, but I don't like being seen.
That's my boy.
So that's, I think the same thing with Timmy as well, where like people are around. Yeah, because it's like, relax. just keep it discreet. Like, people don't know that PDA is going on. Some PDA can go on that.
People exactly. Like, people don't know. If it's in the cinema, right, everywhere is dark. We're sitting at the back corner. That's fine. That's PDA for me. You get. But, like, come on.
It's too much, so as well.
It's too much, too. I mean,
yeah. So I like it, like, yeah, it's kind of spontaneous, you get, once in a while, I like, just do it, get over with. It's like, you are doing it for, it's like a
spice.
It's exactly. Like appetizer.
Exactly. So when you get home, everybody's ready.
But don't do too much.
Don't do too much,
don't
man.
Don't do too much, yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Nuggets, right? So, Che, do you want to go first or you want Ore to go first?
I like my women going first.
So. Ooh, I like Ore them coming first too.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said. But Ore, go first.
Good, good.
Right, so I think what I'm going to say to you guys, what I always tell myself is, no matter what happens, no matter what knocks you down, remember, you are in here, like, you are special, you are unique, and there is a king in you. So keep the fire burning.
Fire.
Never let anybody dull your sparkle. Yeah, and no matter what happens, remember, you are here for a reason. So don't ever think low about yourself, like,
it's
oh, whatever happens,
why you
happens
there,
for a reason.
Think low about them.
Don't think low, like, always have this, okay, this is where I'm going, okay, this is what happened right now. It doesn't reduce me, it doesn't stop me from achieving my goals. So remember who you are and always remember there's a king in you.
Okay.
Never let anyone dull your sparkle once again.
Don't let anyone blow out your candle.
Exactly.
See, I remember what I have.
Oh, yeah, let's
question I have. So do you think past relationships shape your love languages?
Yes. Let me tell you why. Some girls will tell you, oh, that time when I was with that boy, I did not collect anything from him. I used to enjoy love language. It's not my own turn. It's not my own turn. You don't want gifts.
It's the next boyfriend that will suffer it.
You were understanding girlfriend since.
So, Shay, I mean, that's the worst that can happen.
So, I think it affects. It does affect. I think. And also, people learn from relationships.
Yeah.
So maybe they realize, they thought their love language with that person was maybe words of affirmation. Maybe because the guy did not really show it to her. So they felt that was what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just because there was a lack of it. Maybe through their real love language is quality time. So I think sometimes you can learn from past relationship, and you can also be like, okay, I learned this, I learned so about myself, and then I can use that information and improve in my next relationship. So I think it does affect.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with Shay.
Yeah, she's with
I
me.
Do.
She agrees
I agree
with, me.
With Shay. Team Shay.
Yeah, Team Shay. If I know we don't worry. Relax. Like I said, next episode, my ex-wife. It's going to be an issue. Don't worry, relax. So Shay, what's your nugget for us?
My nugget is, what's my nugget? I've not actually thought about it.
You've not thought about it yet.
Yeah, you people give me more time.
We'll give you more
I
time.
Need more time too. I need more time to think. Okay, so my nugget is, try and understand yourself. Because humans are already complex. If you're in a relationship with someone, it's better to know yourself so that it's easy for them to love you.
Yeah.
So don't make life hard for somebody that wants to love you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have to
that's
make
deep.
Love easy.
Make
that's
love
deep.
Easy.
That's
as
deep
a background. Lady, please make love easy.
Forever. You know that this guy is okay, maybe he's not the word of affirmation kind of guy. But he's the gift-giving guy. Don't now use Shege to chase him away because he's not necessarily meeting you. You can see the effort. So just because that guy did not have money to buy you Gucci, and he now buys you, what brand is not as good as Gucci?
Maybe like Nike.
Maybe buys you Nike. That's the start. Don't make life hard for them. Tell them, let them know, I like to be, you know, I like to be touched in this way, or I like this and that. Just make things easy for your partner, because it's not a competition, because you people are your team.
Yes.
That's what I have to say.
Now, what I have to say is this.
But you've said what you have to say now.
Have I?
Have you not?
I think I have something else to say to top my knowledge. Love yourself more. Like, show more love to yourself. If someone else cannot love you more than the way you love yourself, that's the truth. So if you don't love yourself to the extent, like to an extent, don't expect someone else to love you more than the way you love yourself. So love yourself more is the key. So
I felt that
okay. Love language.
Timmy, you have to say something.
My, this is my nugget.
Timmy will ruin it.
I will not ruin it.
I can smell it.
I will not ruin it. I'll say it as it is. Don't expect from others what you can do to them. Right. So you know, there's this debate on Twitter. They were like, the girl tweeted and she was like, if you're coming to a date, pull up in a Range Rover.
Yeah.
Right? And then what are you bringing? You're bringing short skirts. Imagine me having to have a Range Rover for you just via short skirt. I mean, like,
the exchange rate is not exchange.
It's not exchange. If I put it up in a Range, I better put it in a Mercedes.
Okay.
That's how it works. So you can't be saying, oh, my love language is act of service, someone that does something for me, and you're doing nothing. for the guy. You can't say my love language is gifts, and for his birthday you buy boxers and singlets. When he bought you iPhone 15, what's going on? It's not exchange.
But what if that's our best?
Balance it, yeah.
If that's the point, is I'm if that's your best, like if that's what you want. I mean, again, it goes back to dating above your league or dating below your league. How would I be someone that I can like spend 1.8 or 2 million on somebody, and what she's getting is 12,000 or 15,000?
And maybe she's making up for it in other areas. That is not money. That is not money.
There's no other area that she wants to. There's no other area that
money
to make it up for. I mean, like, so look at it. You guys want to travel. I mean, you two look at this man. This man wants to pay for this trip. When we get there, let me just take him to one nice dinner and pay for everything. It's not as if you just sit down and then be like, oh, let him do everything for you. You agree with me?
Yeah,
nice, so you're team to me.
Wow, you want to steal out from me?
No. As a team! No.
That was close.
No.
I just tightened my seatbelt.
I tried. Well, that's just what I have.
We don't expect before that what the time is there.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what we have for you guys today. Hope you enjoyed.
And also, don't expect too much. Like, don't.
Because people will disappoint you.
Don't build your castle in the air when you are loving somebody.
So, you should be an understanding girlfriend.
Exactly.
Good. I like that.
Don't
I like
build
understanding
your castle.
Girlfriend.
So, please say it again.
Don't build your castle in the air when you are dating.
Where should they build their castle?
On the floor. So that if it crash, you can pack the remnant.
Don't even be your castle at all.
Okay. I mean, that's what we have for you guys this week. I hope you enjoyed this episode. We actually enjoyed having Aurea around.
It's fun being with you guys. Like, it's amazing. But Shayi is still more amazing than Timmy. Sorry, I'm not sorry.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank
you. Like I said, next episode.
You bring all your ex-wife.
I bring my ex-wife. And you know, my family members.
Wow.
My family members too.
I don't know those family members.
Nobody can tell me what I have. That's how I do. But thank you very much for sticking around. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at InTheMiddleFM, as well as on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, AudioMark, Amazon Music. And then share with your friends as well. I mean, let us know what your love languages are in the comment section. And I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Aurea, do you want to tell us your YouTube channel?
Yes, my YouTube channel is Aurealuwa Imasete, I-M-A-S-E-T.
So what do you talk about?
Yeah, I talk about life generally, but my focus is mainly on the youth.
So you don't shake your bum on YouTube?
I don't, and I'm sorry, I will not come and give you fantastic YouTube. I will come and tell you that I bought this house on the island. No, I'll tell you the way it is and the way it's supposed to be.
People don't want to hear the truth.
I'll tell you.
You're not living fake life on YouTube.
I
should
show
consider
you.
Living fake life.
No, I don't.
Today's a good day to consider.
No, I don't. I tell you the way it is and the way it's supposed to be. Like, I won't tell you that, I bought this. I went to buy Barbados.
Is that
who would take
wow.
I will tell you the way it's like. I will tell you, I was in Barbados maybe weeks ago, and yes, I was there. Like, I will tell you the truth on my channel.
We have it. You tell the truth. It's okay. It's enough.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us.
See you in the next 2 weeks.
Next 2 weeks, obviously.
Bye.